If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Real Talk, and I am your host, Deborah Rhodes Pettigrew. We're going to switch gears one more time and talk about whether it's drawing, singing, writing, or playing music, there are unlimited benefits to nurturing a child's favorite creative outlet. Starting young with art can help children develop their motor skills, language development, decision-making, and even improve academic performance. And with the increased use of technology with the young ones, it's becoming especially more important for parents to remember to use more than computers to develop their child's creative side at an early age. And here to talk to us about that this morning is Ms. Julie Olson, who is an illustrator who specializes in children's books. And her illustrations have appeared in magazines, games, and various children's books. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Thanks for having me, Deborah.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. So talk to us about why it's so important for children to express themselves creatively through art.
Well, I think, as you mentioned, it's a good expressive outlet and motor skill and language development and decision-making and visual learning, all those things. However, I think it also just makes someone a more well-rounded person to understand and appreciate art. Beyond that, I think it brings cultures and people in general together. It unifies people. They can all draw something from art and share in that emotional experience together.
Exactly. So how can parents help to nurture their children's creative side?
Well, as sometimes they don't get it in school as much as we would hope, parents themselves can do things outside the classroom. Creating something together as a family. I mean, this week is an ideal opportunity with Father's Day coming up. Whenever my kids have birthdays, even friends' birthdays, I encourage them to make their own birthday cards for their friends. And just something simple like that is encouraging a little bit of art outside the art classroom. Also, they can visit museums as a family and share their feelings about different paintings, or if they're not comfortable with that, even making up silly stories about what's going on in the painting. It can be kind of a fun experience. Beyond that, maybe providing just materials and space needed to create.
All right, and then is it also important to have, say, artwork and other creative outlets within the home so that the children are seeing this on a daily basis?
Completely. I think displaying good art, and sometimes it's hard to, you know, good art is expensive. However, we can often get prints of good art, or we can just check out wonderful books from the library if funds are an issue. Or having those books in your home to look at, to share, to read together with good artwork in it is all promoting that creative side.
Okay. And then you can tell us about the Playtex's Beginnings Imagine contest and how parents can enter to win their children a $5,000 scholarship and a custom illustration from you.
Well, thanks. From the very first moment that I found out that I was going to be a parent, I dreamed of what my little kids were going to be. I have four now, and they are each very different, and Playtex has done a good job of learning differences of babies and what moms need. So to promote it beyond those sippy cups and all their products, they are trying to help parents capture their hopes and dreams through the Beginnings Imagine program. And it's an opportunity to win a custom illustration and a story that I create for them from me. So to enter, all they have to do is visit imagined.playtexbaby.com, where they can answer a few short questions and submit an image, which then I will do their custom illustration from, if they are the winner. But also, all people who submit will be entered for a grand prize drawing of that $5,000 scholarship, which can help them become what they want to be.
Hi. Okay, is there an age limit here?
There is no age limit. Whatever grandparent or parent or aunt, whatever, thinks is appropriate, you know, if their child is an appropriate age to enter them, then they're welcome to do that.
Okay. And then talk to us real quick about your new children's book and how you actually discovered your artistic side.
Well, my new book is called Discover America from Sea to Shining Sea, a little story about discovering and discovering our country. The story is set to the words of America the Beautiful, and it follows a little red balloon from west coast to east coast and helps the children discover, like a little virtual vacation for this summer, America. And beyond that, they can go online and launch their own virtual balloon. You know how people used to send them off in little messages inside? Well, now we can send it virtually via email, and then they can watch, as emails pass along and along, they can watch where their little balloon has gone across the country at discoveramericabook.com.
Okay.
And for me, deciding, like, how to become an illustrator, I think it all started with my parents just really providing the materials I needed, especially since I started drawing on the walls. They're like, we better get this kid some paper and not the
exactly.
Walls.
Okay, that could be a clear-cut sign that we have something great about to emerge.
Well, they were only little circles, but my mom said, wow, she's drawing tiny, tiny circles. I don't know any little kid that can draw tiny circles along the baseboards with ballpoint pen, you know.
Okay, and you know, that brings up a good point that it's important as parents that we really do pay attention to the things that our kids are doing, because that way we can help steer them in the direction they need to go.
Completely. And even though my mom had 9 kids, she was pretty good at nurturing each of our interests.
Okay, great. All right, well, give us the website again where our listeners can go to get more information.
All they need to do is visit imagined.playtextbaby.com and enter for their chance to win.
All right, Julie Olson, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Real Talk and sharing this great information with all of our listeners.
Thanks, Deborah.